With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Once a patient has a stroke, the doctor need manually operate a guide wire to navigate through the blood vessel system of the body to reach that location in order to, for example, to clear the blockage before it causes a severe brain damage.
So what have you made to try and solve this?
We invent a magnetically controlled thread-like robot which can be remotely controlled by magnetic field.
What does it look like?
It looks like a thread. So it's a very, very thin wire. When you apply a magnetic field from outside, it can deform, twist, and it can navigate through very confined and tortuous space.
Wow, you've got to explain. How does that work? How can it twist? And how come it responds to the magnetic field?
It's an elastomer. Imagine it's a rubber. However, in this rubber, we put a small magnetic particles so that the whole rubber thread can respond to externally applied field. Inside this rubber thread, we can put a functional core such as optical fiber. By applying magnetic field, different types of magnetic field from outside, this thread will deform through tortuous blood vessels.
And it works? It can actually go through blood vessels?
Yes. We even demonstrated this navigation in a real size simulant of the blood vessels in the brain.
Tell me, it can't be easy to make something that can happily move through blood vessels because they're quite delicate, right? So how do you design it to do that?
On the surface of this robot, we grow a layer of rubbery, very soft material that reduce the friction over 10 times.
What is that material?
Hydrogel, which is a polymer network infiltrated with water. So we basically design a material very similar to human tissues to reduce the friction.
Now that you have it and it could go through the model of the blood vessels, could you put it in a real person?
Yes, we'll test it in animal models and then we will collaborate with, for example, minimal invasive surgeons, try to apply this to preclinical, even clinical trials.
If it does go into people, what kind of difference could it make to someone with, for example, a blood clot in their brain from a stroke?
It will highly benefit both the patient and the doctor. For actually many patients, there are just not enough experienced doctors to carry out such operations. People need to transport those patients to large cities. However, for a disease like a stroke, time lost equal to brain lost, then doctors actually can carry out the minimal invasive surgery remotely. For current minimal invasive surgery, the doctor need manually operate it beside the patient undergoing X-ray scanning. So the doctor receives accumulated X-ray radiation. With this technology, they are away from the radiation source. We are very excited about this technology.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.